WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned, well, less of an overthinker. That's right, we're diving into a topic that's probably haunted more than a few of us, perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this elusive ideal, like you need everything to be picture perfect? You know that feeling when you spend hours agonizing over the smallest detail, convinced that one tiny flaw will ruin everything? Yeah, been there, done that, got the anxiety sweats to prove it. But guess what? I'm here to tell you that striving for perfection is like trying to catch smoke. It's just not gonna happen. And honestly, who wants to spend their life chasing something that doesn't even exist? Today, we're going to break down the chains of perfectionism and learn how to embrace those beautiful imperfections that make us, well, us. Trust me, this isn't about lowering your standards, it's about shifting your perspective. First things first, understand that perfection is an illusion. It's a myth perpetuated by society, designed to keep us constantly striving but never truly satisfied. Think about it. Have you ever met someone who genuinely believes they are perfect? Probably not. Because let's be real, we're all human beings with flaws, quirks, and yes, even some major screw-ups along the way. Number 2. Perfectionism often hides deep insecurities. We strive for perfection because we fear judgment, failure, or simply not being good enough. But here's the thing. Embracing imperfection means acknowledging our vulnerabilities and realizing that they don't define us. Remember, it's those imperfections that make us unique, interesting, and human. Third, let's talk about the consequences of perfectionism. It can lead to stress, anxiety, procrastination, and a constant feeling of inadequacy. Sound familiar? We end up sacrificing our well-being for an unrealistic ideal. Instead of enjoying life's journey, we get caught up in the destination, which never truly arrives when you're chasing perfection. Fourth, learn to celebrate your successes, big and small. Did you finish that project? Great. Did you bake a cake that didn't completely collapse? Awesome. Celebrate those wins, even the seemingly insignificant ones. They're all steps in the right direction. Remember, progress over perfection every single time. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a dear friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has setbacks. It's how we learn and grow. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation. You've been slaving away, perfecting every slide, rehearsing every word until it feels like your brain is about to explode. But then, bam, a technical glitch throws everything off track. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and you're ready to call the whole thing off. That's where embracing imperfection comes in. Instead of panicking, take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and improvise. You might even surprise yourself with some brilliant, on-the-spot solutions. Remember, sometimes those unexpected hiccups can lead to the most memorable moments. So, how can you start incorporating these lessons into your life? Here's the deal. Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Choose one area where perfectionism holds you back. Maybe it's social media, creative projects, or even just everyday tasks, and consciously decide to loosen the grip on those unrealistic expectations. Reframe your thinking. Instead of seeing mistakes as failures, view them as opportunities for growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? ... Focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. Give yourself credit for the effort you're putting in, and remember that even tiny improvements add up over time. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. We all struggle with perfectionism at some point. Share your experiences, connect with others who understand, and keep reminding yourselves that it's okay to be imperfect. That's a wrap for today's episode of Overthinking Cure. Remember, let go of the need to be perfect, embrace those beautiful imperfections, and rock your amazing, imperfectly perfect life. Catch you on the next episode, where we'll tackle another mind-bending topic. Until then, keep on thinking, but don't forget to breathe.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.